Hi guys, welcome from Disc Lifestyle. Today I have someone very exciting on our podcast. With me is Asma Luta, who is an incredible woman I've gotten to know through my practice. And she is the founder and owner of the 100 Wellness Center. So she's here today because I think she's a very inspiring woman. She's broken a lot of boundaries on female entrepreneurship in the UAE, and now I consider her an athlete herself. So welcome, Asma.
Thank you for this great introduction.
I'm very excited for you to tell our listeners about what you do, about the 100th Wellness Center, your vision. So let's take it step by step. You want to tell us a little bit more about the center?
Yes. So as you mentioned, I'm the founder and owner of the 100th Wellness Center. And before the 100th Wellness Center, I owned a Pilates studio. It was called the 100th Pilates Studio. It was actually in Dubai Healthcare City, where you reside. So when I was walking in, I was a bit nostalgic. It reminded me of my beginning. In 2008, I opened the 100th Pilates Studio. Prior to that, I was a full-time employee in Emirates Telecommunication Corporation. I worked there for 4 years. I had a very hectic job, and while I was working there, I started doing Pilates, which literally changed my life, and I loved it so much, all aspects. So after 5 years working in a full-time job, I was longing to open my own business, but I was not sure what I wanted to open. So I tell people I went into a self-discovery mode.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It took me a year. So I remember I bought a book called Do What You Are. It's not like this book changed my life, but it was one of the tools that I used to know what I want to do and to explore myself. So I remember vividly that I identified three questions that will describe my business. So the three questions are: I wanted to open something that I love, something that I'm passionate about,
of course,
will
yeah.
give back to, will help and give back to my country. While I was practicing Pilates, the place I used to practice in was about to close down. And then my brother said, why don't you open a Pilates studio? And that when I call it the spark of the match,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the flame. And I was like, this is what I want to do. This is what I really want to do. So I resigned without a notice, which I don't really recommend. But I think I was ready because it took me a year to know what I wanted to do. And it was in 2007, mid-2007 when I resigned. And then I just went ahead and looking for a place to rent. My parents were shocked. They were really shocked. My dad was like, what are you going to do? You left a full, steady, full-time job with a salary. And I have to say, I come from a very strict family. My father is very strict in a sense, in a good way, where he wants us to be hardworking and financially independent and doing the right choices. But for him, Pilates was like, they never heard of, young people didn't hear, know a lot about Pilates at that time.
And there wasn't much available, I think,
in terms of
studios, maybe one or two in Dubai.
There was just one Pilates studio, yeah. and it was mixed. And the reason why also I opened the 100, a lot of people are under the assumption because I'm a female that it's not mixed, but it is mixed. Till
yeah.
date, we it's open for everyone. And this is, I wholeheartedly believe in this. We want to offer it to all genders, young and old, but we do our best to respect the culture and segregate. So in 2008, I opened the 100th Pilates Studio in Dubai Healthcare City. And then it started really small. And I didn't have a lot of money. I
remember, I think it was two rooms, right?
It's just one big room.
One big
and then
room,
we
yeah.
had to divide it because we had a male instructor. So
yeah.
just to respect the culture and to have the ladies only
yeah.
classes.
Yeah.
So it was a great beginning. I loved Healthcare City. amazing location, lots of parking, and above all, we're clinical,
yeah,
which was good and bad, but... And then in 2011, to my surprise, my dad came to me and said, Asma, I have a villa in Jumeirah. Why don't you move? I'm like, wow. Wow, on many levels, because like my dad finally approves of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And of course, the location is amazing. It's behind Dubai Zoo. The view is it's overlooking Burj Khalifa. And I just took it.
So when you moved to Jumeirah, you did the shift from the 100 Pilates Center to the 100 Wellness Center. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. It was the 100 Pilates Studio, and then it became the 100 Wellness Center. So I have to mention the reason why we called it the 100 first. So the 100 is it's a classical Pilates exercise. It involves 5 breaths in, 5 breaths out. And the total is 100. And the reason why I chose this because when I used to do it with my group of friends that over the years we became friends, we used to really whine a lot about it. So it evokes nice memories and the name is nice. So, and I didn't want to change the name or I wanted to stay true to how we started with Pilates. So yes, it was the 100 Pilates Studio. And so in 2011, when my dad said, why don't you move? So I was going to just move the current setup, the business model and everything to Jumeirah without the thought of expanding. But when I went and I saw the villa, actually, I demolished the old villa.
Asma style.
I always ask my brothers and sisters for advice. So my brother said, Asma, don't spend money on fixing something that's falling apart. It was actually the villa was so old, and the guy who used to live there, he lived there for ages. He was a vet. You can imagine. You can imagine like snakes, and I've been inside. And the plot is big and this villa is small. And I was like, at the beginning, I never thought I will build or demolish. And but the thing is also I noticed about all this experience is I when I want to do something, I don't think of the risk or how hard it is. Just I'm stubborn. I want to do it. I do it. Of course, in the midst of the whole construction, I regretted it a bit. I'm like, what did I do? Like, it's... and then I'm looking like, oh my God, this is huge. And it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what keeps me going is I believe in what I do. I totally believe in it because it gives me absolute pleasure when I see people happy. Happy in a sense, like, they some people say literally... you changed my life. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Not me so in specific. It's I work with a great team. So yeah. So then my brother said it's better to build a new one, 2 stories, to get the best value of the whole plot. And then the idea came. And I used myself actually as a case study. The way I live, I live a healthy lifestyle for such a long time. Yeah. And then I said, what do I do? I work very closely with the Wellness Brothers, Dr. Sean and Ryan. And Sean has been my doctor for more than 10 years. So I said, like,
they're
I want to...
naturopaths.
They are naturopath. Homeopathic. They are clinical homeopath. He's a clinical homeopathic
Excellent.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Ryan, too. And he's a nutritionist and weight loss expert. And Sean is a homotoxological... He deals with... toxins and detoxing the body.
Yeah.
So, and then I said, I want to work with them because it's not like Pilates is not enough, but people need more. And then I approached also a physiotherapist that I used to be in the teacher training program to be a Pilates teacher. And I met her there and she's lovely. She's a Pilates teacher and physiotherapist. So the whole idea is to take people from rehab to normal life.
Yeah.
So that was in 2011 that I approached these people. They had to wait for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I raised my hats for them. They waited and they're now part of my team. And then, of course, Pilates, something I will always do. and I believe in wholeheartedly. And then we have a gym. We offer circuit classes and high intensity and personal training. And now with the Wellness Brothers, I partnered with them in this area where Sean will consult. And Ryan will offer weight loss consultation. And recently, we launched an initiative with Sheikh Majid. It's called the Weight Loss Initiative.
Amazing.
It's free of charge for Emiratis.
That's fantastic.
20 men and women. We did not market it yet, but it's already full. So they're having great results.
So what do you do exactly with them? Is it exercise? Is it lifestyle consulting? Is it
everything? So it will include a body composition analysis, yeah. And then blood tests at the beginning of the program, yeah. And then supplementation. Sean and Ryan, they develop their own weight loss supplements, which is their own brand. Consultations and exercise. So all free of charge. The Sheikh pays for everything. And then if you see the before and after blood tests, you will be so amazed.
Yeah, and I'm sure the people are inspired too. I mean,
they are.
I'm sure
they
are. The education they receive, knowing that they can change their life naturally.
And they're very grateful.
Yeah.
And the thing is that we stopped now for some time. We will probably launch it back in January, but they are still coming and attending the classes. So,
yeah, and of course, it spreads the message of health and fitness and wellness in the community.
Yes, in the community,
which
yes.
Which is excellent. Very, very cool.
So now it's the 100 Wellness Center with physiotherapy. She's the Pilates we offer is classical Pilates. There is different school of methods with Pilates, but what we offer is classical. And also, the physiotherapist is she's an expert in scoliosis, so she offers scoliosis classes for children.
Oh wow, that's great for us. I think I didn't even know that you were doing that. That's really really fantastic.
She has her own studio, a small studio with.
And she works with a lot of adolescents and teens.
A lot.
And, yeah.
You'll be shocked to see. I'm shocked to see a lot of children with scoliosis.
It's very, very common nowadays. You know, and there's two reasons that you can get scoliosis: either structural or functional. So you're either born with it or it develops over time. But I think nowadays, because we're seeing a lot of sedentary children. Children sitting in front of the computer playing video games, heavy backpacks. There's so many things that can cause extra pressure compared to maybe back in the day when they were out playing a lot more. So we're starting to see it a lot too. But it's so great to have that rehab out there.
Yeah. And they it's some of it is, I mean, I'm sure you know more than me. It's reversible. Some of it, it's not. But it's the amount of kids that they come for me is like, wow.
But it's great that there's awareness about that. You know, the availability of this kind of therapy, and that people are actually reaching out for change and for help. And I've been to the center myself, and it's very beautiful. It reminds me a lot of when I used to live in California.
Thank
like
you.
The light and the greenery around, and the space is just very positive. And you know, you kind of you're taken away from Dubai almost, like the hustle and bustle of Dubai, and you're just transported to this very tranquil place. And it's funny, I always see lots of men sitting with the espresso lab.
Yes.
I walk in there and I'm like, are these men doing Pilates? You know, like it's really interesting because
the whole mix.
What do you think? Like, do you see a lot of the male population? I know a lot of men think, oh, Pilates, pregnant women. You know, like that's the general thing. So, you know, what are you seeing at the studio? What are you seeing in the change and trends among fitness?
Yes, when we started, it was more expats.
Yeah.
But as it grew and the awareness, especially with fitness, people are more aware now. So there's a lot of local girls coming, and with men we have more. But not as much as the local girls. But we do have, I have this, he's a friend of mine now. He's a CrossFit. He loves CrossFit.
Yeah.
And the way he found about us in Healthcare City, he had a back injury, and they told him he needs to have a surgery and he needs to stop. And he stumbled across our studio. And since that day, he's a big, firm believer in Pilates. So he combined it with CrossFit. And he keep referring people to us. So, and he's a local guy.
Yeah.
So, We have a couple of local guys. It's increasing, and the people who come to have coffee, they're intrigued. They want to know more, because the thing is, it's so funny. The moment they enter, they think they're coming to a coffee shop, It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
The first thing they do, they just look up because the ceiling is high. So, yeah.
That's great. And what about you? Tell us about your, you just completed a half marathon. So yeah. That's very exciting, you know. You're maybe one of the very few Emirati women I know who have done this.
I don't know about this. I think I'm sure there is a lot of people.
There's a lot of people who do 10Ks, but half marathons a big accomplishment.
I know this girl. She's a client of mine. She does marathons, and she did New York. And it's not, I think maybe I'm hard on myself a bit, or I aim higher.
Yeah, you should be very proud. I think it's an amazing accomplishment.
I am proud. I am happy. And like, I love the whole experience. London is one of my favorite cities in the world. And people ask me, why did you decide to do it? A friend of mine who wanted to do it a couple of years ago, and I said I wanted to join her, but she didn't. That passed away. So it stayed in my heart, and I wanted to do it. So so last year I set the goal to do it this year, and then I trained for it, and I was so ready. It was an amazing experience. And one of the last people, well, actually you were the last person I texted before I started running.
I remember
it
that.
Was Tamara. Yeah.
I need to come see you afterwards before she even started. But yeah, that's very exciting. And I hope you have plans to do more.
Yes. So I'm going to do, I'm going to do the 10K with Dubai Marathon. I'm not going to Dubai. I decided to take it a bit easy on myself because with work and training, it stressed me out a bit. And then I want to do the Sharjah one, the night run.
Yeah.
I think it's 10K.
Yeah.
So
no plans for the big one, the full marathon, inshallah, the next few years? I push you a little
inshallah.
Bit.
I wanted one of my other dreams to do the Wall of China.
Yeah, me too.
We should do it together then.
Do it together then. Yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great accomplishment, I think.
Inshallah.
So what about the studio? Plans to expand? Plans to take it to Abu Dhabi?
No. Sorry.
You're unique, huh? Yeah.
No, I can't. I want to focus on the current one. And the thing is, what makes this successful is the people that work there. It's really hard to clone or mirror it. I have a lot of people who wanted to franchise it. It's impossible to franchise it because it's not, you're not flipping burgers, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe, but not now. I'm not ready. I want to focus. I want to, like, it's like my baby and it's growing and I'm delegating more. I want to focus more on my life at the
Excellent.
Moment. Yeah,
that sounds fantastic. And you have a lot of wellness kind of talks there. You do a lot of events there. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, we did one yesterday. We had a very good turnout. And we're also affiliated with the school. We're neighbors with JBS.
Excellent. Yeah.
A school beside us. So they have a database of moms. So they send them all our events and they come for classes. We give them some offers. So we, Sean and Ryan, they conduct the talks. We have a lot of people who conduct the talks, but mainly it's them. So yesterday we had a talk about how to boost your immune system, especially in now when everyone is sick. And we also developed our own line of supplements, the 100 Wellness Center supplements.
Excellent.
Yes.
Amazing.
So they talked about this liposomal vitamin C, which will boost your immune system, the way it's manufactured. Anyway, we also work with a lady. Her name is Nisa Yusfi. She stopped for some time now, but she does workshops about fermenting and like sauerkraut, kombucha, all of the stuff, which is really, really amazing.
How did you discover a lot of this? Was it, I mean, you grew up here and there's a lot of great things in the community, but there's also a lot of, you know, the fast food and just, you know, the late nights and, you know, kind of breaking boundaries and breaking culture. How did you push yourself to take this route? You know, were you always like this? Was it always something you were intrigued in?
When I was a kid, all I remember is just playing outside, running and swimming. We had a swimming pool. And I remember clearly that I taught myself how to ride a bike. I remember I had this, I don't know what they call it, BMX or something. It was yellow. I will never forget the color. I fell a lot. I think I was a hyper kid. And luckily, my parents, even if they're old school, they're just so supportive and amazing when it comes. They're hard. They want me because I'm the youngest and I'm a female, and they're always worried I will just do a crazy thing. But so my whole life when I was a kid, I played a lot. I remember I swam a lot. And also went to university in Washington, D.C., in the George Washington University. And I lived near Whole Foods. Actually, it was the first name was it was called Bread and Circus. I don't know why. And then they call it Fresh Feeds and then Whole Foods. So I used to eat fast food, but I used to go to Whole Foods. And then I think it's just also my mom, she never allowed us to eat out. I remember she will tell us, I still ask her, why did you tell us this? She said, this is dog meat.
Wait,
seriously, mom, it's dog meat. So I remember I used to eat Hardee's and Baskin Robbins in my weekend and rent a movie.
Yeah.
So you know, I was a normal kid, but I think also my mom was very strict about a home cooked meal.
Excellent. Yeah. Which is, I think, one of the most important things nowadays. We see so much obesity here. And so much child diabetes, which really shocks us and baffles us, considering there's so much education out there. You know, we're rapidly developing environment and community, but we still see so many young people who, you know, smoke, drink lots of, you know, soft drinks, Red Bull, in really, really high quantities.
Scary,
they're very unactive lifestyles, you know, and it is scary. It's scary because we're so advanced and we have so much to offer.
Yeah.
But yet there's such a big, you know, I think like almost like an uneducated percentage of the population that they just don't want to change.
So true, yeah.
Yeah.
This is why, you know, we need to educate them. It's, it might be difficult because it's changing a mindset. But also like with the thing is something very interesting that Ryan is doing with the weight loss initiative. So he asked people to refer family, friends. So because it's like a ripple effect. So a friend and then a family. So it's not just, you know, because it's you need to change the moms. You need to change the family. You need to change because you can't just change the kids without,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course. Do you feel like you have a lot of kind of resisting, like a lot of people come in and find like, oh, genetic tests and DNA tests and all these tests, like what do you still find people within the population that resist?
Yeah, I mean, to start with is my family. I mean, now I did the DNA test for every single member. they sometimes they think I'm crazy, and it's with everything new there is resistant.
Yeah,
you know. So but then, you know, the thing is with me, I'm determined and I truly believe in what I'm doing. So so I started with my family. There was a bit resistant, but like my mom now is gluten free and lactose free.
Amazing.
And and yesterday I gave them this device. I'll show it to you. Unfortunately, the viewers, they cannot see it. I'm wearing it in my pocket. So now
I thought you were sitting on it. I was so
it's in my back pocket. So my parents like, what the hell is this? It's a device that you wear. You put different programs to it will rebalance the whole frequency in your body because we use a lot of devices and stuff. So yeah, there is a bit of resistance, but if you believe in what you're doing and you know that it's for the best, by the end it works.
And people feel better. That's the most important
thing. They feel
exactly.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
They feel better. They have a better quality of life.
True. Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Well, Asma, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so, so happy that you're here. I know that this is going to inspire a lot of people, first of all, to come visit the 100 Wellness Center and have an espresso with you.
Or juice.
Not too much coffee, huh?
And I love coming here. I love it. I'm pain-free. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. And I think it's just great to kind of work together in the community because we have the same vision and the same goals and to continue to inspire people of all ages and sizes, you know, whether you're male or female, no matter where you're from, to get up, move, discover yourself. I think that's the most important thing and push boundaries.
Yes.
So thank you again.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the 100 Wellness Center.
Inshallah.